I'm Leslie Lotto with WFUV News. A memorial in Manhattan's Chinatown honoring Chinese American veterans is on a path to becoming a New York City landmark. WFUV's Jaya Joyce has more.
The Kim Law Memorial would become the first landmark in the city that directly recognizes Chinese American history and culture. New commander of the Sons of the American Legion, David Lee, is passionate about the importance of the Granite Arch.
It is especially important in this time of anti-Asian violence that there be a symbol in this city to remind them that Asian Americans are very much part of this country and this city, and their service should be honored.
The New York City Landmarks Preservation Commission is scheduled to vote on the proposed designation on June 15th. I'm Jaya Joyce, WFUV News.
Just like before times, sort of. Last night, the midnight curfew was lifted on bars and restaurants for indoor dining and at comedy clubs, too. Full capacity at the Comedy Cellar last night for the first time in over a year, but you've got to be fully vaccinated to take part or have a negative COVID test. Plus, something we've all become accustomed to, getting your temperature taken at the door. Some local frontline workers making their TV debut, the Northwell Health Nurse Choir, appearing on America's Got Talent tonight. The chorus featuring 18 nurses from 10 Northwell Health hospitals and medical centers who met for the first time last year when they worked to support a nonprofit called Nurse Heroes because of a nurse shortage at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. Check them out tonight at 8 on NBC. In sports, the Yankees hosting the Rays again at 7:05 tonight, and the Mets will play the D-backs again at 9:40 Eastern. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 234 points at last check, NASDAQ up 99, and the S&P 500 down 2. Mostly cloudy this afternoon. Currently, it is 74 in Central Park. I'm Leslie Lotto, WFUV News.